Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Crime Stoppers of Gillette seeking new board members. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Crime Stoppers of Gillette is calling on community members to step up and get involved by joining its board of directors. According to a Facebook post from the city of Gillette, the nonprofit organization, which helps resolve crimes by rewarding those who provide tips leading to arrests, is currently accepting applications for new board members. Officials say it's a chance for residents to make a difference in the community while supporting local law enforcement efforts. Those interested can request an application through Facebook Messenger, email, or pick up one in person. For details, visit the Crime Stoppers of Gillette Facebook page. Debate over value of 440 million ton coal track in Campbell and Converse counties. A proposed 440 million ton federal coal lease in Wyoming's Powder River Basin is raising concerns about its value in today's market. Wildfowl reported at a Bureau of Land Management public meeting, Navajo Transitional Energy Company, which operates the Antelope Mine, said it is interested in the track, but only if the price is right. Another potential bidder, Core Natural Resources, argued that fair market value is far below past sales due to a weakened coal market. Industry leaders, including the Wyoming Mining Association, stressed that beyond the purchase price, the track could generate jobs, tax revenue, and economic activity. But conservation groups warn the federal government may undervalue the coal under pressure to revive the industry. They also note Wyoming stands to lose millions in revenue due to recent cuts in federal royalties and state severance taxes. The BLM is expediting the West Antelope 3 lease, spanning more than 3,500 acres in Campbell and Converse counties. Public comments are being accepted to the BLM through September 21st. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.